You're listening to the Thinking Lady Radio. WGXC.org. Go there. Look for us on the Listen tab if you want to.
John Sturman from Ukuleles Unleashed. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill. 90.7 FM radio for open ears.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hawkeye Resilience Advisors, a full-service security, risk, and crisis management company helping local organizations be prepared before, during, and after crisis strike. Hawkeye Resilience helps people make plans before something goes wrong. Business resilience promotes community resilience. For more information, visit HawkeyeResilience.com or call 518-573-9183.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Melissa Saris in Chatham, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill. You need to cool that shit out. And that's the double truth, Ruth.
Welcome to the Love Motel here on WGXC. This is your host for the evening, Honey. I am flying solo tonight because Donna is traveling the world, picking up experiences, looking at things, smelling things, eating good food, and she's going to bring it all back to tell us all about it, I'm sure, in just a couple weeks. So typically this is a once a month radio romance talk show. We do love advice. We take misconnections. We play you some of the best love songs you've ever heard. And that's what we're going to do tonight, since it's kind of an off month for us. And since it's kind of not your typical Love Motel show, we're mostly going to focus on the music, but we also have a special little treat. Local listeners might remember that on Valentine's Day, Donna took the Love Motel rig over to our friends at Little Debs, and she recorded some interviews with couples out on a Valentine's Day date. I've actually never heard them. They were a surprise to me. So you and I are going to listen to them together for the very first time tonight, and we're going to listen to some love songs in between. I think that sounds like a nice evening. So because we're kind of traveling back to Valentine's Day, and because the world's a little bit dark and a little bit difficult, and maybe it's rainy and maybe it's a little gray, it's just all about, it's all love songs. And it's love songs that, kind of a special little category, love songs that are truly all about love. I think you'll find that some of your favorite love songs, if you think about them right now, they're actually more about heartbreak or about longing or about leaving someone behind or maybe about moving on. There's not that many love songs that are just about being in love and feeling good about it. So those are the songs we're going to listen to tonight. I tried to pick the ones that came to mind when I think like classic love song where everybody's happy, where everybody's in love, songs about love and how good it feels when you're in it. So whether or not that's how you feel or how you want to feel, maybe you'll find a song or two that speaks to you tonight. So we're going to start with songs. We'll listen to some interviews. Maybe I'll come back and chat a little more. But mostly I'm going to leave you, you, the music, and your neighbors. You're going to listen to each other. We'll start with one that I grew up listening to that I love. I think it's really beautiful. It's a little special, weird one. It's by a Greek musician, Demis Roussos, and it's called Forever and Ever. Enjoy.
Oh, That is the only thing that matters. Everything else is illusion. And I mean that globally and personally with this wonderful woman that I'm with. We met here, our first date was here at that table. And we've known each other for a long time. But when she moved up here and I had moved up here, I said, let's get together and talk. And at first it was as friends. But by the second date, I began to think as I walked down Warren Street with her, and she was wearing, it was summertime, and she was wearing a thin linen dress, white linen dress. And I brushed against her and I could feel her, you know, her body underneath the dress. I began to think, oh, maybe. So we walked down Warren Street and walked back up. I had a few thoughts, but I didn't share them with her. And then we went to another restaurant. And then by the third time we got together, I was thinking, well, this is dating. And then she came to my house for the fourth day. Because she was coming up on the weekend. She hadn't moved up full-time yet last April. And I made her dinner. I had a nice house in the woods. And she said, I'm uneasy with you. I said, why? She said, I'm attracted. And I said, don't be uneasy. And I said, let's try an experiment. Let's kiss. And when I kissed her, I knew everything was right. She was for me. I've never stopped kissing her. And I love it even more. I love it just as much and more today, kissing her. So today, we call ourselves partners, beloved partners. And we're building a relationship.
Oh, can I share something that's really special also? Goes for all the women who are older, you know, not in the 40s, but in the 50s. I have been on my own, very single, for over 30 years. And it came a point in my life where my whole being was open. I wasn't really looking yet, but I was very open, and love came into my life. And it's just, yeah, it comes at the right time. In the meantime, we need to enjoy life and enjoy every moment. And now, our moments together are very special. But I also have a full life to hold me throughout, right? And we're mature, we have wonderful conversations, we get to know each other in a very different way than if I had been 30 younger. Anyway, I think we're together at the right time in our lives. Don't be afraid to be alone.
Yeah.
Because being alone is also enjoyable. Right?
It's true.
Said he'd build me a courtyard. He promised he would, and spend time in my courtyard whenever he could. Corner a tall tree, so shady and cool, and a white marble fountain. clear, sparkling pool. A lovely stone courtyard with a lacy iron gate and a bountiful garden. Yes, he built me a courtyard like he promised he would, and I know that he'd come to my side. He would if he could. Patterns on a courtyard floor, illusions of all I'm living for.
If I could make a wish, I think I'd pass. Think of anything I need. No cigarettes, no sleep, no light, no sound, nothing to eat, no books to read. Making love with you has left me peaceful, warm and tired. What more could I ask? There's nothing left to be desired. Peace came upon me and it leaves me weak.
Yeah. Jessica.
I'm John.
Yeah, we live in Hudson. We've lived here for 2 years.
2 years.
We're married.
We're married, yeah.
Yeah, right. How long has it been?
7 years.
7 years, and we've been together
for 15 years.
So you know a whole lot of
things. Yes.
Yes.
We met in college at NYU through mutual friends.
Yep.
And apparently, the day after we met, you sent me a friend request on Facebook that I.
She denied it.
I didn't accept my friend request.
Yes, it was lucky.
We were at the same bar randomly.
Uh huh.
It was like a really late sports bar in Union Square, and we were like making fun of all our friends for going there.
And we were together for 15 years after.
Yep.
Do you guys have a song with you associated with whether we're calling in love or any kind of new relationship?
Oh, yeah. I think like Only You by Yes.
Only You by Yes.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving farther away. Won't you near me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I
It's morning, time to wake now.